This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. Wyoming would fund Laramie Range Wind Road impacts from state sales tax, ending at 90% construction. The developer-funded road bond that exists is a Laramie County requirement of at least 115% of an engineer's estimate, and it attaches to a county permit that comes only after the Industrial Siting Council rules on the application it takes of August 31, 2026, in Cheyenne. A separate road use agreement covering state highways is required by the Wyoming Department of Transportation and has not been executed. Cheyenne, Wyoming. Connect Gen Laramie County, LLC, an affiliate of Repsol Renewables North America, applied on or about June 7, 2026 to the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality's Industrial Siting Division to build the 650-megawatt Laramie Range Wind Project across roughly 41,220 acres of northwestern Laramie County, west of Interstate 25, a projected $1.1 billion investment, Cowboy State Daily reported. The money Wyoming would set aside for road and emergency service costs comes from state sales tax. Wyoming consumers have already paid, and under Wyoming Statute 3915-111, it stops when construction reaches 90% completion. Wendy Volk, a Cheyenne realtor whose family ranches along Horse Creek, asked on The Kim Munson Show who pays for those roads once the crews leave. You and I, as our taxpayers and neighbors, are the ones that are going to have to deal with these beat-up roads, Volk said. She asked whether money was put up front to improve roads and infrastructure before a project starts, and whether it covers wear after the project construction is completed. Wyoming's impact assistance mechanism sits in the sales tax code at Wyoming Statute 3915-111, subsection C, which the Industrial Development Information and Siting Act cross-references at Wyoming Statute 3512-105, subsection C. The words impact assistance appear nowhere in the Siting Act itself. The Department of Revenue pays the county treasurer out of the 69% share of statewide sales tax collections credited to the state general fund. What the developer spends sets only the ceiling, which the statute caps at a small share of a facility's total estimated material costs, tiered from 2.25% at or below $350 million, down to 1.5% at $850 million or more. Wyoming Statute 3915-111, subsection D3, puts roads inside what the money covers, alongside medical services, fire and law enforcement services, and public utilities. Wyoming Statute 3915-111, subsection D1, ends the period of construction when the physical components are 90% complete. Nothing in that subsection funds damage discovered after the crews and trucks are gone, the window Volk raised, and what a county or city fails to recover by then stays with a state of 588,753 residents as of July 1, 2025, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. A City of Cheyenne resolution filed July 6, 2026, authorizes Mayor Patrick Collins to execute a Memorandum of Understanding allocating those funds, due to the Industrial Siting Division on or before August 13, 2026, and Cap City News reported the city puts its need at about $700,000. And then the construction workers leave, and we might have 20 or less employees working at some of these projects, Volk said. The Industrial Siting Division notice puts construction starting on or before the fourth quarter of 2027, the workforce peaking at 305 workers in the third quarter of 2028, and averaging 131 a month across a 24-month build. The company's FAQ says the project will generate up to 23 permanent jobs. Once operational, a figure KGAB reported in September 2025. The one road repair instrument backed by the developer's own money is a county bond. The Laramie County Land Use Regulations, adopted August 5, 2025, make the owner responsible at Title III, Section J, for any degradation to or damage of dedicated public roads, and for restoring them to their original or better condition. Six things must be in hand before the county approves a wind or solar Class C conditional use application: haul route mapping, with final routes filed 10 days before construction, a baseline road survey by a mutually agreed engineer, an engineer's damage assessment, a maintenance plan, an engineer's cost estimate, and a bond of not less than 115% of that estimate, never below $25,000. Two other developer bonds live in the Siting Act, aimed elsewhere. Wyoming Statute 3512.113, subsection E, lets the council require a bond from which local governments recover what they spent preparing for an impact the applicant never builds, and Wyoming Statute 3512.113, subsection H, covers decommissioning, the bond Collins described when he told the council the company is required to have a bond to bring it back to the way it was before if they decommission it. Wyoming lawmakers weighed shifting that cost onto developers this summer and declined. On June 4, 2026, 3 days before ConnectGen filed, the Joint Minerals, Business and Economic Development Interim Committee let a draft bill die without a motion, Cap City News reported. That measure would have required a permit applicant to post a bond covering upfront impact assistance, and the committee advanced an alternative drawing on state funds instead. The county regulations require a wind or solar farm needing Industrial Siting Council approval to receive that approval prior to applying for a Class C conditional use permit. Because the road bond attaches to that county permit, a stay permit arising from the August 31st hearing would neither create nor discharge it. Wyoming Statute 3512.113, subsection A, gives the council 45 days from the completion of that hearing to render its decision. Commissioners denied the site plan 3-1 on September 16, 2025, when the project covered more than 56,000 acres and up to 170 turbines. ConnectGen asked a district court to review the denial that November, and Cowboy State Daily reported in April 2026 that the footprint is now 139 turbines. Wyoming Statute 3512.105, subsections D and E, give state decommissioning, reclamation, and financial assurance rules preemptive force over county rules, and whether that preemption reaches a county road repair bond is unresolved in every document reviewed here. Volk's concern reached past county roads. It's affecting people, not just way of life, but road safety, the impact on our state highways, our interstates, our city streets, because each one of these projects brings 300, 400 employees that are using the same commuting route that you might take and I might take, she said. The permit application answers that directly, stating that a road use agreement is required by YDOT prior to the use of state roads by project traffic and requires applicants to be financially responsible for state road repairs and maintenance as determined by YDOT, and that the company will execute that agreement with YDOT and Laramie County before construction begins. The amount is not public, the agreement is not executed, and it binds by agreement rather than a posted bond like the county's. Turbine components would arrive by truck along Interstate 25 to the Bear Creek Road exit, and the traffic study project's peak construction increases of up to 652 trips a day on that eastern route, 402 on the western route, and 156 on Bristol Ridge Road. No document reached for this article compares what a Wyoming wind developer posted before construction against what road repair cost afterward. The application settles a figure reported two ways. It estimates $32.8 million in sales and use tax accruing to Laramie County over the 24-month build. Local tax plus the county's 31% share of state collections, matching the roughly $32 million project manager Charlie Bank cited to commissioners. The FAQ figure of more than $58 million covers a wider scope, and the same passage confirms the 69 and 31% state and county split underneath the impact assistance mechanism. The contested case hearing begins at 9 a.m. on August 31, 2026 at Laramie County Community College in Cheyenne under Wyoming Statute 16-3-110. And now, Kim's perspective. Wendy Volk is asking the question every property owner should ask, which is, who writes the check after the construction crews go home and the roads they used are still broken? Wyoming's answer is a sales tax redirection that ends at 90% completion. The county's road bond attaches to a permit the company has not yet sought. The state highway agreement carries real financial responsibility, but it has not been executed and its amount is not public. Ask your elected representatives before August 31st, because afterward, the answer gets much harder to change. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.